Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Tzadi Beis, Zvachim 92a, pagination is 183. We have the privilege of starting the 11th perek of Zvachim, and the Mishnah, which we will do, located about a third of the way down on the page, is based on a pasuk in Parshas Tzav, perek Vav. The pasuk over there in the section Zos Toras HaChatos, this is the law of the Karban Chatos, in pasuk Chaf tells us, Va'asher yizeh midama al habeged, if you'll have a sprinkling of its blood onto a garment, Asher yizeh aleha techabes b'makom kadosh, the part of the garment that got the sprinkling on it shall be washed in a holy place. It has to be washed over there in the Azara. There's special rule to that blood stain that exists on this garment. The Mishnah explains, Dam chato shenitas al habeged, when you have the blood of a korban chatos that's sprinkled onto, it's splattered onto a garment, Hareza taun kivus, that garment is going to require that it be washed. Afa pish ena kasav medaber eleben echalos, even though the section over there in the Chumash is talking about chatas ha-ne'echal, a chatas that is going to have its meat eaten by the Kohanim, shenema b'makam kodosh te'ochel, the subject over there is that they're going to eat it in a holy place. And there is a different type of korban chatos that gets burnt. Nevertheless, the Mishnah tells us, both types of korban chatos are going to have this rule that if their blood splatters onto a garment, it has to be washed b'makom kadosh over there in the Azara. So we have to think for a moment, what is the chiddush? What is the novelty of this ruling? Apparently, if something gets splattered with blood, what would I have thought should be done? You take it out and wash it. Who cares? Wash it by the dry cleaner. Makes no difference. Over here, the korban chatos's blood is b'makom kadosh, is going to have to be washed over there in the Azara. There's some great significance that the Torah is placing on this blood, if we can say a little bit of reasoning to it, to appreciate the mitzvah a little bit better, this blood that was meant to be put on the Mizbeach and was eligible to be put on the Mizbeach ended up splattering on this garment. There's some sort of sanctity here, or would have been sanctity, and that has to be washed. It has a special protocol. And that's unique to the korban chatos, but the Mishnah tells us it's not just the korban chatos that gets eaten, as is the section over there in Perek Vav, in Parshas Tzav, but any korban chatos. And the reason for that is because the pasuk said, Zos Toras HaChatos, it joins all the korbanos chatos as one for such a rule. Whether it's the ones that are eaten or the ones that go in further, Yom Kippur, Chatos, they're all going to require this washing. Shenema Torah Sachatos, the Torah of the Chatos, Torah Achas L'chol HaChatos, all Chatos should have the same rule. The Mishnah continues. Chatas psula, if a chatas is pasul, and the blood that's here was not eligible to be put on the mizbeach as a kapara, ein dama taun kivus, its blood does not require washing if it's splattered on a garment. Bein shayisala shasa kosher, this is true regardless of whether it once was kosher blood and could have been good, or if the reason it's pasul is that it became pasul from the very beginning and it never had the potential as blood to be brought on the Mizbeach. What's an example that it was eligible to be brought on the Mizbeach, and then it got bad? Shalana, it stayed overnight. Vishanitma, it became Tamei after the Shechita. Vishayatzis, or it was taken out of the Beis HaMikdash. It was once kosher, now it's pasul. If it splatters, it's not going to require this special protocol because it wasn't eligible at the time that it splattered. Ve'ezi shelo hasel shasa kosher. And what's an example of something that was never kosher? Shenishchata chutz lezmano, it was shecht out of the acceptable time. V'chutz lemekoma, or out of the acceptable place. V'shekiblu psulin es dama, and people who were pasul did the Kabbalah on the blood, that blood is not eligible to be brought on the Mizbeach, and therefore, if it splatters, it does not have this special protocol associated with it. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.